Hello everyone, this is Will.
And this is Alex.
And welcome back to another episode of They Mostly Come Out at Night.
Mostly.
I wish this wouldn't have come out at all. I know these mostly come out at night, but I don't want to ever see a movie like this ever again. This... boring. Doesn't even begin to describe it.
Did this hurt you?
It hurt me. Deep inside. I almost... the few minutes of slumber I got from this film felt great, but the rest of it that I actually, was coherent for... I think my eyes glazed over a little bit, actually.
Yeah, you were, falling asleep for most of it.
Yeah. My eyes glazed over. I just couldn't handle it.
That's how good it is.
Yeah, that's how great this movie was.
What is the movie, Will?
Blackenstein. Mm. The Black Frankenstein. Get it? Just in case you didn't get it, Blackenstein means the Black Frankenstein.
They have to tell us that in the opening credits. In case you don't get it.
Yep. The title literally reads Blackenstein, then underneath it, it says Black Frankenstein.
No shit.
Thanks, movie.
Wait, I did not know.
I had no idea, but now I know. Thanks for clearing that up. Really appreciate it.
We should, before we get into this, because there is...
There's not much to get into.
There's nothing to get into. No. We should get some context. Let's
pad this episode out like they padded this fucking movie.
Oh, but
out.
Our padding is good. Because we will not waste your fucking time with bullshit. This is useful information. Let's give some context to why this movie exists.
Okay.
So, this is... I'm using this term loosely in the same way that they did. A blaxploitation movie. What's blaxploitation? It's exploitation movies starring black people.
Right, they were really popular in the 70s.
Yes, after Shaft came out, they became huge. And there's a bunch of them, and I enjoy blaxploitation movies quite a bit.
I do too.
And not in like a ironic, so bad is funny way. No, I unironically enjoy them.
There's some really, really good ones.
There are some damn fine movies, okay? But you also had, in with blaxploitation, there were like... blaxploitation horror movies.
Right.
So previously, year before this, you had Blackula.
Yes.
Which is Dracula, but he's black. In Blackula, he's a African prince who becomes cursed. It was a big, well, not a huge success, but it made money. It made enough money that they made a sequel, and it made enough money that some dumb piece of crap watched it and decided to make this, because, what are the two biggest Universal movie monsters?
You got Dracula and Frankenstein, yeah.
So, some idiot was like, well, they did Blackula, so we should do Frankenstein.
I'm surprised they didn't do, Black Creature from the Black Lagoon.
Maybe they did. I've never seen it.
I never have either.
Yeah. There's also, because, again, padding it out... there's another good blaxploitation horror movie called Sugar Hill. It's about a woman who basically starts summoning voodoo zombies to get back at these people who killed her husband. Fun movie.
Good movie, yeah.
Better than this movie. All of these are better than this movie. Because this is the worst blaxploitation movie I've ever seen. And I would not even... I'll be honest. I wouldn't even call it a blaxploitation movie.
That's because it isn't.
It isn't.
There's nothing, that is exploitive about it.
Well, I would argue, those movies aren't even technically exploitive. They just call them that because they're so... they were at the time so, different.
Right, because they were out there.
Yeah, they were very out there. They were very flamboyant.
Well, I loved them. I think they're charming. I think
they're very charming.
Good in, good in their own weird way. But this just clearly didn't get the point.
Because, if you think, blaxploitation, they're... always flamboyant, they're very energetic movies. They always have, everyone knows this, those awesome soundtracks.
Oh yeah.
Those iconic soundtracks. They have all these things and they're very they always deal with racial issues in some way.
This didn't.
Even Blackula deals with racial issues. Yeah. Okay? There is none of that here. As far as I'm concerned, this is like some script that some idiot wrote in a day, and they just decided to, like, take it and just, you know, scribble in black Frankenstein in front of it.
Hell, they might have even just printed off the Blackula script and, like, rewrote in Frankenstein. Nah. No way that would have made a decent movie.
No, that's a way better script. Like I said, have some idiot write a script that's like a remake of Frankenstein, but then just at the end of it, just be like, oh, by the way, can we have him be black? That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. There's nothing else. So let's get into it. Now that we've padded it out.
There's not much to get into.
This is true.
Because for an hour and 26 minutes, nothing fucking happens. He kills like 5 people.
Oh, please.
That's about it.
Yeah, but, Will, those are the most, like, just boring death scenes.
So we get these horrible credits with this terrible font that you can't have, like, read half the names.
John Fart.
Yeah. I think it was Hart, but it looked Hart. Like Fart.
Yeah, there's something about the font where, like, F's look like... I mean, T... Or H's look like F's.
Capital T's look like C's.
Yeah, like all this stuff. But the lead actor, his name is John Hart, but I'm just going to say John Fart.
Yes.
Because why not? This movie's a fart.
So we get an airplane landing.
Mm-hmm.
And then a woman gets out of the airplane.
And we get a like weird R&B love song because, again, someone was like, oh, Blaxploitation movies have, like, you know, R&B and funk songs, so we should have our own song. Well, unfortunately.
It's like one song.
And
they play the entire movie.
It has literally fucking nothing to do with the movie.
The love song.
Yes.
So, she gets in a car, drives to this castle thing that we mansion. Saw in the first credits, and she meets a man by the name of Dr. Stein. They know of each other because she worked under him for about a year.
They never
said
his first name, did they?
No, it was Dr. Stein. Even in the credits, it just said Dr. Stein.
How boring.
No, I was guessing, and this would have been clever, I guess. Well, now that I've seen the whole movie, this would have been at least something.
See, it would have been stupid in a normal movie, but in this movie, it would have been fun.
Like, this movie is the absence of fun.
This is cinematic inertia.
Yes.
Is what this is.
So I was hoping his name would be Frank, middle initial N, and then Stein.
Yeah. I wish.
That would have been great.
I so wish. But alas, it's just Dr. Stein.
Yep, so...
She meets the butler? What was his name? Do you even remember? I don't.
Mm-mm.
Whatever.
I don't.
Some black dude with a deep voice.
But she meets him. She meets both of them and then tells Dr. Stein that she has a husband who is a war veteran.
He stepped on a landmine.
Stepped on a landmine and, like, blew off all his limbs.
Yes.
So, and keep that in mind, she specifically says he lost all of his legs and all of his arms.
Please keep that in mind.
Yes.
It's important.
So, what happens is they talk for a while. No, let's see. They talk for a while, and then they have a dinner where...
The whole room is dark. Weirdly dark. And they're just at this long table, eating, like, nothing.
And there's this giant, ornate, like, fucking centerpiece in the middle of the table.
Yeah.
Where they wouldn't even be able to see each other.
But it's fine, apparently.
And they're not even talking for half the scene.
Well, then they start talking, and he says some shit, but he... All I remember is that he tells her to make herself at home. But it cuts off.
Says, make yourself.
And then she's like, oh, thank you. Make yourself what?
Make yourself.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
A drink? No. At home?
Just make
no.
yourself.
Make yourself.
Make yourself.
It's sound advice. I'm going to put it up on my wall. Make yourself.
Make yourself by Dr. Stein.
Stein.
Or you should put the screenwriter's name.
Yes.
Whoever dumbass was who wrote this nonsense?
I don't know, but make yourself.
Make yourself.
It's like one of those eye roller quotes you see in like a people's houses.
Yeah, when you live, first walk laugh, in.
Love.
Oh, but yeah?
Make yourself.
That's the new middle-aged suburban mom quote. Yep. Make yourself.
Make yourself. I'm branding it.
You gotta trademark that before someone else does well. So they go to the hospital.
They go to the hospital and we get this scene where this is the only time it's kind of like a...
Oh.
Like a blaxploitation movie?
Barely.
Maybe? Barely. But this is the only time I can be like, oh, maybe.
It's not even that. Like, it's... First of
stupid.
All... Stupid. It goes on way too damn long.
Yeah.
But essentially, it's this orderly, and he's talking to our,
Our amputee.
Who is the worst actor.
Oh, God, yeah. The guy who eventually becomes Blackenstein.
I want some ice cream.
Okay, you're overacting it even. I want some ice cream.
You can't have any ice cream.
But my throat's dry.
You can't have...
But my throat's dry.
Just riveting.
I want some ice cream.
Why are you here?
Why are you here?
Ugh. But, and apparently this sets off the orderly, because he starts talking about,
oh,
like...
Oh, God.
How he was in the war, too, and he starts talking about, like, this useless story that has... I don't even know... It almost sounded like it was ad-libbed.
It has nothing to do with, like, the situation going
anything.
On. He's not even talking about, like, oh, I had to serve you, like, you know,
yeah.
You people or whatever.
But eventually he's like, my taxes pay for you and people like you and all this other, like, nonsense. Like, I bet you believe in all that patriotism nonsense, don't you? But the funny thing is it keeps cutting to the guy, our future Blackenstein, in the bed. And the look on his face is just dead.
And that's his expression the entire movie.
Yes, which is, it's perfect for when he's Blackenstein, but the problem is that he's already, like, dead inside for the whole early part of the movie. He's just staring at him with nothing, as this guy's just ranting, and it goes on forever. Pointless.
Oh, I love, we also forgot to mention the doctor keeps asking the wife, what is wrong?
She told him earlier, he stepped on a landmine and lost his limbs, but he keeps asking her, like, you said he's in the hospital. What exactly is wrong? It's like, oh, I don't know. I mean, it might be that thing she mentioned earlier.
He acts like, you know, like, it's a flesh wound to step on a landmine.
I mean, I've been there.
You know, like, you scrape yourself. It's like stepping on a Lego. It's the same effect.
Yes.
Stepping on a landmine is like stepping on a Lego.
Look, Will, stepping on a...
Dr. Stein, that's gonna mean go right next to make yourself.
Look, Will, stepping on a Lego is worse than stepping on a landmine.
Everyone knows... That you you die a little bit inside when you step on a Lego.
You step on a Lego, you have to be amputated. You gotta...
That foot has to go.
It's gotta go.
It's gotta go. That Lego is embedded into the skin.
A mine? It's fine.
Mine where it blows off all your limbs?
Oh,
good.
It's fine. And they tell him that, you know, they're gonna do this operation and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, that Dr. Stein is like a formal expert in, like, you know,
something
replacing limbs and like laser, like what do they call it, laser surgery?
Yes, laser grafting.
Laser grafting.
We see no lasers on this movie.
There are no lasers. There's a fuckload of lightning, but
is that supposed to be the lasers?
I guess.
But
it's a bunch of Tesla coils and fucking weird ass just. Oh look, we got a bunch of sparks and lightning. It's a crazy scientist lab.
You ever been to those, like, sharper image stores in the mall?
Mm-hmm.
And they have, like, those weird, like, lightning things where you put your hand over
the
it.
The orbs where you put your hand over it? Yeah.
That's this movie.
Yeah.
Just go to the sharper image, buy a bunch of that shit, and hey, you got your own Blackenstein
movie. There
you
go. Just set it up around your room. Put one of your friends in the middle of the room.
You too can make your own Blackenstein movie.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you might even make it better than this one.
I think you will.
I'm guaranteeing you will.
It's, you know what? Anybody can.
So they put the husband on a gurney.
Well, first of all, I want to mention that this poor man, they deliver him to the house, and he has all of his limbs.
Yeah, but, you can see his feet sticking up from the cloth.
But then, in a horrible accident that we do not see on camera, at some point, I'm guessing the gurney fucking falls over, and he gets run over by a truck or something, because when we see him in the science room, he has no limbs.
That's what's weird.
Cause that poor man.
Because she said he lost all of his limbs, and then they take him on a gurney, and he has every single one of his limbs.
It's because the gurney ran into another landmine.
Yes.
On the way to the mansion, Will.
The paramedics lost. I'm going to shed a tear.
I don't understand.
I don't either. So they start the operation, right?
Oh, God.
Do we forget to mention
You forgot to mention a lot of shit.
This is where they go around and meet all the other patients.
Well, first of all, I wrote this down because they kept showing, nothing happening, but they would do this intense music. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Nothing would be happening. Or my favorite is apparently it's always nighttime in this movie because they show, a still picture of the mansion with, a smoke effect, pasted onto it.
Yep.
All the time.
Well, what I love is you're right. Every time she will look up the stairwell.
Yeah.
And it'll be
Or it's them walking across the hall, which happens a lot.
And it's just this fucking horrifying music.
Which I might add, it all sounds very stock.
Yes.
I don't think anybody composed anything for this nonsense.
I doubt it.
But they go around and they meet the other patients. There is a 90-year-old woman who looks like she's 50?
50? Yeah. He's doing, DNA sampling.
But she needs her...
shots every 12 hours.
Or else she'll go back to being a 90-year-old.
Yeah.
And then there's some guy who... he had a foot reattached. But...
it looks like a fucking tiger.
No. The first one is fine. Which I didn't understand what the hell happened here. Because they show his first foot and it's fine. But then you see his second foot, and it's like tiger stripes. Now, he gave an explanation for what happened. I legitimately have no clue what the hell any of it meant.
He said something about how it goes RNA, back to its primal nature?
Something about RNA and primal nature and the jungle. What?
I have no idea. I was so confused.
Exactly.
I was like, why does this guy have a tiger leg?
It goes nowhere. Neither does the
90-year-old... it was the making of Tony the Tiger, that's it.
Son of a bitch.
Dr. Stein made Tony the Tiger, conspiracy theory confirmed.
Damn it.
RNA made Tony the Tiger.
This is a better plot than the movie we just watched, Will.
Yes. the creation of Tony the Tiger.
This should be the movie. But no, we can't have that.
Nope, we can't, because now we get the...
also, they keep recycling footage, when they meet the Tiger Man. They show, a shot of... reaction shot of the woman doctor and the butler, and they keep recycling the same shots of their faces.
Yep.
And it's just wonderful. It's high effort.
Alright, so now we get the operation, correct?
Yes.
So, lots of fucking lightning everywhere.
Yes.
Just Tesla coils going crazy, fucking sparks flying, everything's going on.
Okay, but here's the thing. Well, we have 2 minutes of sparks flying and nonsense, and then they're just like, the operation is a success.
Yep, and then the patients start freaking out.
And I'm just like, what was a success?
Yeah, what'd they do?
We saw nothing.
No.
We see later him staring at his dick, but that's a whole different thing.
Yeah.
So, also, they mentioned earlier, this procedure is in 3 stages. Well, I have no clue what stage 1, 2, and 3 are.
So we get stage 1 and 2 because we see him back on electrocutie thing. But then stage 3...
nothing happens.
...is fucking gone with the wind.
Yeah. I don't know.
Is it the DNA injection things?
Well, they say nothing. Because we don't need explanations in movies.
Why would we need that?
Why? This is so much better than the original Frankenstein.
Listen, this guy doesn't want to hold your hand through this, okay? That's why he jumps around like a fucking madman. Like a fucking monkey took control of the fucking, like, the controls of, like, editing this film. Like, where, you know, you'll just have, like, different scenes and weird places.
Yeah.
And then, like, scenes that just come out of fucking nowhere. Like, people in totally different locations than they were originally.
Yeah, we'll get to that. It gets especially bad once they introduce Blackenstein.
Yep, because which we're about to get to.
There's just... I swear, logic goes out the goddamn window.
Oh, yeah. So then the patients start freaking out for some reason.
Well, one of them starts.
Yeah, the...
Tiger Man.
The Tiger Man starts freaking out.
And they have to give him an injection.
They have to sedate him.
Well, because they're like, what's... She's like, what's happening with him? And the doctor's like, oh, this happens after his, like, leg injection. So we have to give him another injection. It's like, wow.
Convenient.
Why don't you just give him both injections at the same time?
Because then they can pad out this film.
Exactly. Because then we wouldn't have the amazing 2-minute scene of Tiger Man freaking out.
Yeah.
That is so necessary to the plot.
And then we get... Like, the husband is fine.
Well...
I think... Do they do another operation on him yet?
Not yet. This is when the butler admits to the lady that he loves her.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Tells her that, I've only thought of one thing these past couple of days, and that is you.
You.
I want to marry you. And she's just like, well, I can't. I am in love with Eddie. Eddie's the man who's being operated on. And this makes the butler very pissed. So he goes and he fucks with the DNA formula.
Yep, so he fucks with the DNA formula so that... I don't even know. Like, they don't explain what the DNA formula is supposed to do. Is it supposed to, like, get him used to his limbs or something? I have no fucking idea.
They don't explain nothing.
They don't explain shit.
You just guess.
Yeah.
Just guess.
So he starts injecting him with this weird serum.
This is like a multiple choice quiz where you don't know the answer. You just have to guess, Will.
Yeah.
It's this movie. Pick it. Pick your fucking poison.
So, now, is it almost time where we have to pad out the episode?
Almost. This is so this is when we get the procedure number 2.
Right. And they electrocute him and, like, lightning goes everywhere.
They do the injections and everything's supposedly fine. But then immediately, like, he's not feeling well the next day. And they look at his face and there's something wrong with his face. I have no clue what it is.
No.
They all look at his face and they're like, I'm like, what are we supposed to be seeing? I don't know.
Nothing.
I don't know. Just guess.
I guess the early onset stages of Blackensteinia.
Well, see, I guess I'm not a doctor, so I don't know the...
Listen, it's okay if you don't know what Blackensteinia is. There's plenty of medicine for it now. It's been here since the 70s.
It's like smallpox. It's gone.
Yeah, it's gone. Okay. I mean, it's been eradicated, but... Mm. It was just a small stint in 73. You know, it's gone now. No one has to,
to suffer.
Talk about it or even suffer through it.
No one talks about it.
Except for two guys doing a horror show podcast.
Yeah. How? It's a public service.
Yes.
But the
We talk about the important issues on this show,
the
okay?
horrors of the past.
We talk about the important issues like Blackensteinia.
Oh, God.
Okay.
This is true. This is a public service.
Yes.
It's been a public service announcement.
So then, this is where it becomes Blackenstein, right?
At some point.
But now we get to the point of the show where in certain movies, there is little to no plot. You got your setup.
Okay.
Then you got your middle section in which nothing happens.
Okay.
And then you got your end.
Let me take you back. Gonna go in a let's get in our DeLorean and let's go back in time.
Okay,
let's go back in time to high school. You're in a class you don't care about, and your teacher has you write a, let's say, a 5-page essay paper. It has to be 5 pages,
right? Which you're gonna do at the last second. Yes. of course,
like this movie. And
yeah, you're gonna do it the night before. It's
the
due.
Night before last
he
second.
He gives you like 5 months to do it. You do it the night
you
before.
You have no sleep. You're on a shitty computer using like You're not even using Microsoft Word. You're using, like, WordPad.
Let me just say this. It is fucking crunch time.
Yes.
Like...
And it has to be 5 pages, double-spaced. That's it. You've write it out. It's 2 pages long. Now comes the fun.
Ah, shit.
So, okay. What do you do? Okay. Well, instead of double-spaced, I'll make it 2.5 space.
Yes. Oh, and... I can widen the margins
on the sides a little bit,
just a little bit.
And don't forget, you can narrow the top and bottom ones.
Then suddenly that page becomes 3 pages.
And then you think, okay, well, I can restate the same thing over and over again.
Yeah, if I just use a different wording and make it sound different, yeah, but still say the same thing, yeah, maybe it's okay.
So what you do is, like, in each paragraph, you know, you have, like, your thesis statement at the top. Well, what you can do is, you can repeat the same thing at the end of the paragraph, add another 2 sentences, and then it's 4 pages, and then you're like, okay, it's almost there.
It's almost there.
Then you go and think, okay, well, I'm going to look up synonyms, so I can find the, like, look up all my words and put in the same word, but, like, a different, you know.
You know what else I'm going to do? I'm going to find a quote.
Exactly.
But a long quote.
A good long quote.
A good long quote to fill out that rest of the 5 pages.
And then you got 5 pages.
And a reference page. Don't forget that.
That is this movie. That's that.
You just made a 6-page paper out of a 2-page paper.
That's this movie.
Yes.
Night before
they made
crunch
hour,
time.
They made an hour and 26-minute long movie out of what could have been a 30-minute movie.
That's not long.
No.
I want to reiterate, hour and 26 minutes is nothing.
That is not a long movie.
Like, most movies nowadays, even shit movies, are, like, 2 hours.
Yeah, sometimes, like, 2.5.
Which, that's just death. But, like, hour and 26 minutes, like, that's nothing. That's a breeze.
It should have been.
Ooh, boy.
We were wrong.
It is, right now, the 43-minute mark when Blackenstein finally wakes up.
Yep.
43 minutes of nothing.
So, you would think when Blackenstein wakes up, that's when the movie goes hard.
Right? Shut your mouth.
You would think.
No.
When the monster shows up in a movie, that's when shit gets real.
Well, let me lay this out for our audience. He wakes up, he walks slow. He's Frankenstein. Which is very convenient for them.
Well, it's fair. I mean, Frankenstein does like walk slow.
Yes, but you see, the original Frankenstein is a masterpiece. But here's the thing. He wakes up, he ambles to the door.
Yes.
Also, he's in a dungeon for some fucking reason. Yeah. But he ambles on over to the door. That's a minute.
Then
opens the door.
Then they're...
This is the most... just, like, my brain... I don't get it. Even if you're trying to pad a movie out. Like, you would watch this. Let's say you direct a movie, okay?
Yeah.
And it has to be a... I don't know what the thing for feature length is. Let's say it's an hour and 20 minutes is what a theater requires feature length to be, okay?
Right.
And let's say you need to pad it out. Okay, but there is a scene in this, right after this, where he walks across the lab. Okay, and he walks slow. It is like 2 minutes of him just...
Yep, slowly making his way around
from
the room.
One side to the other.
Like, seriously, like snail's pace.
You're a director. You would watch this, like, you edit the movie, you put the scenes together, and you're watching it. You would watch that scene, and you would tell your editor, okay, that has to go.
No, that would... You make it sound like this director is an actual human being.
Okay, but presumably he is.
Presumably, but we don't know. Conspiracy theory.
Presumably this man came out of a vagina. Presumably he has warm blood. I don't know.
I'm convinced this man is a chimpanzee. Because...
Look, I think a chimpanzee would make a more exciting movie.
Probably. Certainly. I guarantee it, but this man is like...
Look, chimpanzees, they like fucking swing on vines and shit.
Maybe he's a lizard person. I don't know.
Okay.
He's boring, whoever he is.
He is.
He made this fucking movie, which is a snore fest.
But yes, he walks across the lab, and then there's like a stairway, and again,
he ambles
up the stairway, and then suddenly we're outside, and it's like an abandoned factory, and he slowly ambles towards the door. This whole thing is like 7 minutes of just him walking somewhere.
And then all of a sudden he's in the factory, and then literally he goes through a door that just says Veterans Hospital. And he's in a fucking hospital now.
Well, here's the thing.
This is what makes me think that this fucking movie's directed by a monkey, because he jumps around fucking everywhere.
Okay. Well, here's what I figured out at the ending. Okay? The setting, that area where you see the door with the Veterans Hospital, well, that is the same place that they filmed the ending. Because when he walks in and then he walks toward the door, it's the same room with the giant pipe. I'm not joking. But what he did is, when he walks to the door, they just have a sign like taped to the wall that says Veterans Hospital. And then suddenly he walks in and he's in a hospital.
Yeah, not a factory, which a hospital.
Which begs the question, like, okay, so they let them film inside the hospital, but for that one scene where he had to go inside the hospital,
I guess they couldn't show the outside of the hospital?
They were like, nah, fuck you. I think at that point they were like, you know what? We don't want anyone knowing that you filmed this movie here, so no, you can't show it.
So I was like, okay, shit's gonna get real. He's in the veterans hospital where the orderly yelled at him.
Well, we also have to get a flashback of him yelling, of the orderly yelling at him again.
I was like, yes, okay, the movie's finally gonna get there.
No.
He
walks up to the orderly, and he chokes him and punches him and throws him against the wall, and it's all behind a curtain.
Yeah, no, it's not on screen.
No, it's behind a curtain. And then finally he rips the orderly's arm off and the orderly dies.
And then he ambles slowly back out the fucking door.
I just, like, it's an hour and 26 minutes, okay. You could have shaved, like, at least 6 minutes off here.
This is like a 30-minute movie that they just, yeah, like, they padded out with, like, people walking around, people, yeah, looking at shit, people doing nothing.
Nothing.
People just doing the same thing over again.
We haven't even talked about, like, what Blackenstein looks like. I mean, he looks like Black Frankenstein. It's...
He just has a really big forehead and a fro.
Yeah. I swear to God, though, maybe I'm crazy, but he did not have that afro before he became Blackenstein.
No.
So Blackenstein gives you...
a fro.
Gives you fro powers.
Yep.
Swag.
Pro powers and super strength. Good.
Also, it makes his hands hairy.
Yes.
For some reason. Remember that?
I have no idea why.
Which I'm like...
I don't know why that's important.
Well, this is... There's a genius here, okay? Because, see, one of the other big Universal movie monsters is the Wolfman. And what they did here is they combined the two. Now, you may not have noticed it, Will, but your brain did. Because what they did is...
Did you say brain dead? Because that's what I am.
Brain dead, but...
No, brain dead.
Brain dead as well.
Yeah.
Because after... Yeah. So, he grows hair for some reason, like the Wolfman. In this movie, Frankenstein, every night, wakes up and goes on a rampage. So who else does that?
They blend it. Wolfman.
Exactly. In what fucking universe does Frankenstein wake up at night, go on a rampage, and then go back to sleep?
I'm surprised he didn't turn into a fucking bat.
I wish. I want that, but no. But seriously, like, in what Frankenstein movie does he just wake up every night and then go on a rampage?
None.
Exactly. But, yeah, he rips the guy's arm off and then goes back to sleep.
Yep. And so then we...
I stopped taking notes, by the way.
This is where I stopped taking notes.
I gave up.
This is the end of the notes, so we're just going off of memory.
This is memory.
Of course, you don't need to fucking know anything, because literally nothing fucking happens.
Nothing.
He goes out every night. Sometimes he kills people, sometimes he doesn't.
Okay. Let's just skip. Let's just skip ahead, okay?
We'll just skip to the death scenes.
We'll skip to this is one of the only moments of the movie that brought us joy in, like, a wow, this is really dumb way. He wakes up again to go on another killing spree, and okay, now my brain's dying. Oh, there's two death scenes that I remember. So he,
well, there's the one in the car.
The
couple in the car.
There's one before that.
Yes,
the man and woman in bed. Okay, he goes to this house, and there's like this dog just chilling outside, just kind of like. Kind of like being scared, but
yeah, but it's not barking.
I know. Also, whenever they show the dog, it's, like, wagging its tongue, like, all happy. But they, like, dub in, like, it yelping. It's fucking pathetic.
And there's this, like, couple trying to get it on.
Okay.
And the girl keeps saying, like, oh, my dog never barks and stuff. I'm like, it's not barking.
We never hear a bark.
No, and she's like, it's barking.
It's just,
he never barks. Yeah. He never acts like that. Go check on him. And the guy's
like, okay. And then she says, like, you go check on him. And then once you get back, well, now I said that because she just mumbles the line. I don't know what she says.
No, I have no idea.
But it's probably something like, you know, you get back and we'll get it on.
Right.
But it's very important because the guy is naked, gets up, goes to check on the dog. We see the woman. She is fully dressed.
Yeah.
She is under the bed covers, fully dressed.
Head to toe.
That is because that is how people have sex. And the guy goes outside, and then we don't see him go outside. We see a shot of his legs, remember? And then him screaming. That's it. That's all you get. No big death scene, money shot, nothing.
So he kills the dog too, but we see that off screen as well.
We hear the dog yelping.
Yeah.
And he kills the dog, I guess. And then she walks out because she hears the husband screaming, and then she just kind of stumbles into him. And he rips her guts out.
Yeah, it shows him just playing with her guts and then dropping them and walking away.
Okay, I'll get into my rant after this next one. So, at some point, he wakes up again, and...
So they do the same bullshit where the doctor and the lady...
At this point, they see that there's something wrong with him, right?
Yeah, but it's not important, because, like, they don't fucking do anything.
No, they don't.
They just walk around the fucking mansion.
They don't do anything.
Just doing the same shit.
And so he wakes up again. He goes to a park, and there is a couple that just parks there, and they're doing, like, the whole, you know, park your car somewhere and just start macking on each other.
Okay, this is the only scene that I was like, this is so ridiculous.
This is hilarious.
Yeah.
The guy parks the car and turns on the radio, and it starts playing, like, this fucking...
Like, classical music?
Like, upbeat classical music. And I'm just like, that is not fucking... Like, no.
That is not swag. I can tell you
that. That is not, like, some fucking Lover's Lane
no.
swag music that you're gonna turn it on and be like, yeah, let's fuck. Let's fuck to the sweet sounds of...
Of upbeat classical upbeat music. Classical.
Yeah, that symphony number 5, baby. And he's, like, trying to put his hands around her, and she's just not having it. But they're just talking so robotic. And he's like, I've been looking at you for a long time. I love your hair.
She's like, yeah. He's like, you have really pretty hair. Yeah, I know.
I'm very proud of it. He's like, you like people touching your hair? She's like, no, stop.
Take me home.
Take me home. And he's like, but I like you. Take me home.
Oh, come on. And she gets
He like touches her leg, and she just freaks out. He's like, no. He's like, calm down. He even says that. He's like, calm down.
Calm down.
And she just gets out of the car and leaves, and he's like, going out with you, I might as well be alone. And just drives off. Real human conversations.
Yes.
Real shit.
Written by a real human being.
Now, she starts walking, and we hear, she's just walking, and then it just cuts. She's standing by, like, a little creek, and he walks up to her and, like...
Grabs her from behind.
And just drags her away.
Yeah, and we just see a shot of her glasses on the boardwalk.
Now, I know the context, I know what movie we're talking about, but why are the death scenes so bad?
I have no idea.
Like, okay, you're building up, like, suspense, because she's walking through this dark, like, park, and you hear him breathing. Here's what I thought was going to happen. I thought she was going to walk through the park, and we'd see, like, shots of her, like, looking around, and then he would, like, jump her, okay? That's what I thought would happen.
You thought because, wrong.
You know, it's a movie, and it's a horror movie, so they try to scare you. Well, no. They just... Boom, cut.
Cut right to her just staring off into the distance on a boardwalk.
He just walks up to her. She's just like, ah! And then that.
Yeah.
That's it. Same with, like, the earlier one. Okay, he kills the dog off screen. The husband goes out, and we just see a shot of his legs twitching. And then just, ah! Like, that's it? And then just she walks out and she just walks into him and he rips her guts out. Like
Baby's first horror movie.
We mentioned this was baby's first horror movie, baby's first blaxploitation. Just baby's first everything.
Yeah. It's like a fucking 14-year-old wrote this script.
A 14-year-old would do better.
Well, probably.
Okay.
So then we can skip, I guess, to the last scene.
Well, we should mention that this... We get a scene, because you mentioned this, where they go down to the dungeon and he, like, grabs them and they see that, like, he's fucked up. He's Frankenstein.
Oh, that's right, yeah. He's trying to grab him and, like...
And then, eventually, it cuts to...
So, they specifically lock him in this cage.
Yes.
And then, it literally, the next scene is him walking by the factory.
He got out, somehow.
I don't know how. They've skipped so much in this movie.
Yes, they do.
I don't get it.
Yes, they do. There's also some cops investigating. It doesn't matter. It goes...
It shows literally, like, 2 seconds of them.
No, it goes nowhere. They interview the doctor, and he tells them about the patients, and then they just disappear.
Yeah, you never really see them again.
Nope. And we see them at the end, but it's just, like, because they called them. And...
So then he goes back to the lab.
No, he goes, I forgot. He...
Because it's not the woman in the car yet. That's at the end.
Okay, does he first go on the rampage in the house and then go to the club? Is that what happens?
Yes.
Okay, so he, like, goes on a rampage in the lab, in the mansion. He kills the Tiger Man. He kills the 90-year-old woman. He
kills Dr. Stein.
And he
every
just,
important, every what you thought was important except character for is his dead.
Wife. And then he goes to...
Oh, no, and then we should mention, while he's killing, like, Dr. Stein, it literally just cuts to the fucking doctor's assistant trying to rape the guy's wife.
Oh, yeah.
He's just like, it just literally cuts to that. Like, no context, no nothing. They didn't go into the room. They're literally on the bed. He has his shirt off. She has, like, a nightie.
And he's just trying
to rape her.
And then, yeah, Blackenstein kills him. But then he leaves. And he goes to a club. And we get to see a, like, a comedy routine.
Mind you, there's 16 minutes left in this movie.
And there's a comedy routine where he tells two jokes.
This is a 7-minute comedy routine.
Yes. And then we get a musical number.
Two very, like, one was okay, and then the other one was really not funny at all.
Well, it went on too long. And especially in a movie like this, like, we just don't care.
Yeah.
Because it's a horror movie. Why do I care?
Right.
And then there's a song number. So we get that, and it's just blatant padding.
And then the joke, the comedian goes outside to smoke.
Oh, boy.
This is great.
We get a shot of him smoking, and we see a couple making out. And, Blackenstein shows up. He walks past, see a shadow, and the comedian looks at him and, like...
He looks like he's screaming, but there's no sound coming out.
He's doing a silent scream.
Yes. Like, just mouth agape, eyes open wide.
Yeah.
Just...
Yeah. It's baffling.
Like, I can't... It's like, ah! But, like, no sound.
No sound. I don't get it. But he walks up to the couple making out, and it's so badly shot. He just
bashes one to the ground, and then the girl screams, and then he picks up her guts again, drops them, and then goes on to the next victim.
She's also... Her shirt is ripped open, remember?
Now, why do they spend so much time with comedy routines and pointless scenes where they don't explain anything, but yet the death scenes are, like, two milliseconds long?
I don't know, dude.
I don't get it.
They're also, like, when the guy is, like... Because the guy starts, like, punching Blackenstein. It's so badly filmed.
Yeah.
Just endless edits and, like, it's just dark. I don't know. All you hear is, like, bff, bff. So he does that, and then he goes and...
There's a woman trying to get into a car.
And it won't start. She tries
to turn it on, it won't start. He walks up to her. She gets all scared. And runs into the same factory.
Well, carries her in there.
No, that's right. Yeah, because he, I guess he knocks her out for a minute.
He knocks her out. I don't know why he's carrying her there.
Carries her into a factory,
and she wakes
again,
up.
Again, I will mention no fucking context of why he's carrying her in there.
None.
What like significance she has?
Nothing.
This is the only one he hasn't immediately killed,
mm-hmm.
except for his wife. But that's because he got interrupted by the butler guy.
Yeah.
But yeah, no word on why this girl is significant.
Nothing. But he's carrying her in, and then she wakes up and escapes.
God, we get the lamest chase scene too.
They run in circles.
They run in circles along the same goddamn pipe.
Yeah, it's the same building, and they're just running back and forth in the same area. But for some reason, even though he fucking walks like he's, well, like he's a goddamn turtle, he just he keeps catching up with her.
Yeah, and I don't know how she keeps just running in circles and like ending up right where he is.
She finds a ladder.
This is the weirdest scene. I still don't get this scene.
She starts climbing up the ladder.
Okay, no. So but... I would get like, let me give context first,
please.
So she was injured, right?
Was she, though?
Because he did, I think he knocked her out or something.
Yes, but she can run.
Yeah, she can run. So, why? I'll let you explain this. What happens next?
Let me explain what happens.
I just want to know what why.
Or do you want to first give your... Okay, I'll explain what happens, and then you tell me the brilliant theory of why this happens. Okay? She starts climbing up, but more like trying to. Because she gets there, and she like reaches up to the next like step. But I swear to God, when she's trying to climb the ladder, it looks like the hardest... It looks like it is the hardest physical activity on the fucking planet. And we're just like, what?
She's like, I can't...
Yeah. And he just grabs her and kills her.
Yeah.
But like, why? It's a ladder.
Here's what I think happened.
Okay.
I think the writer...
Yes, I know, well, where this is going, and I think I do.
I think the writer wanted Blackenstein to injure this woman, or at least break her leg or something in pursuit. Like, you know, injure her in some way, right? Mm-hmm. So
I disagree. You know what I think happened? Well,
what?
I think the director really liked that shot of him grabbing like her from behind when she's climbing the ladder, and he wanted a reason for her to not get up there. And that's the best they could think of.
An uninjured woman climbing a ladder like she's injured.
Yes.
Why?
Because we never see any injuries.
I know. Nothing. Maybe they want... Maybe it was like an afterthought. And they're like, you know what? The running around, like... I don't know. This movie was made by stupid people. Exactly. So, like, we might never know the reason.
I'm not sure I want to know.
If anyone doesn't know the reason, like, I'd love to know. If anyone watches this schlock fest.
If you directed this movie, can you please email me at I don't give a fuck what you think, because you're a piece of shit, @gmail.com. Please, explain to me you did this.
Drop me a line at I don't really care what the explanation is. It's a piece of shit, so...
Please.
Please, drop me a line there.
I want to know. I want to know why.
Oh, God. And then the next scene, it just gets even dumber. I don't know how.
For some reason, the cops show up.
Yeah, but they don't really go inside the factory. No, they send two dogs.
Will, you don't understand. The cops are the dogs.
Apparently.
The dogs drove up to...
Is this some fucking metaphor?
No, Will. They couldn't think of anything better.
Like, the cops don't enter the factory.
The cops are the dogs. Because the cops, like, pull up, and then we just see two Dobermen run in.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, cops don't... Maybe they... I don't know. Maybe there was, like, some weird month-long period in 1973 when this happened. But I don't think cops anywhere on the fucking planet have Dobermen.
No.
They have... canine units, which are like German Shepherds.
Yeah.
Not Doberman. But they just run in and attack Blackenstein.
Okay, now I also want to put this into context. Blackenstein has been punched repeatedly, shot repeatedly, mm-hmm, by guns.
Nothing happens to him.
Nothing happens.
He's fine.
Literally nothing has...
He even off-screen killed a dog earlier.
Yes.
Okay.
So he has taken gunshot wounds, and he has taken, like, hitting wounds.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the end came out unscathed. But two Dobermans decide they're gonna fuck him up.
And we get endless scenes of him waving his arms and a shot of a Doberman barking.
That's it. One Doberman barking. One they Doberman. Don't show the other Doberman.
And then we see, like, a Doberman, like, biting, like, a pillow.
Yeah, and it rips off a piece.
It's like a fucking pillow because it's just like a cloth. But it's supposed to be like his arm. I'm not fucking fooled, okay? I ain't fooled. Like, you know what you could have done? Like, put like a
anything else?
Literally, like, put like a pillow through like a coat. And then have like the dog biting it. At least it would have looked like something. But right. No, we can't do that. God forbid. So it's just that. And then he's just dead.
His stomach is ripped open.
His stomach is ripped fucking open and we just see his guts.
Two dogs got the best of a guy that took fucking, like, five bullets to the chest.
My favorite, though, is how instant it is. Yeah. It's just endless shots of him waving his arms and a dog barking, and then he's just dead.
Yeah.
And the dogs run away. The end.
That's the end.
Police dogs, man.
God! I can't. This movie is just...
Is there anything to say?
There's no redeeming qualities in this movie. Like, I can't think of one. There's no point in this movie where I was like, that's actually kind of cool. Or, no. Like, you know, most movies I can try and appreciate at least something about the movie, right? Mm-hmm. But then there's come those times, and we've ran into them before, where I can't appreciate anything... It's a blatant ripoff of a blaxploitation horror movie. They just were trying to ride the coattails of Blackula.
Yeah. And, very obviously.
And they didn't know how to do it at all. They just fucking failed on every single level. Like, there's very little story, and what little story there is falls apart. Like, there's no, like... exploitive features that would be even in a blaxploitation film.
Nothing.
There's no, like, comedy that's good, even if there was, because even Blackula had a little bit of comedy, which was kind of funny. There's no horror elements to this movie at all.
There are horror elements.
There's elements, but it was not scary.
They're just not scary, yeah.
No. And, like, the way this movie's pieced together, I can't describe it, so you have to see it. It's so incoherent that you just are baffled the entire time. You're just like, how is any of this happening? Where's the context? Mm. Giant. You know we were talking in previous episodes about loopholes?
Yeah.
Like in, like, plot holes? This movie has so many of them, it could be basically fucking Swiss cheese.
They, like, no, halfway through, they just drop the logic halfway through.
No.
They just,
like, give up. There's random scenes that appear out of nowhere. Yeah. Like, people are out of cages when they shouldn't be. Like, people are across the fucking map where they should be. Yeah. Like, where they shouldn't be. Like, oh, it's just, it's so incoherent.
It's dumb.
It's such a mess of a movie that, and I can even appreciate messes of movies if they're at least a little bit entertaining.
Yeah.
But it just goes to show, my final thoughts are this. I almost fell asleep through about 60% of this movie.
Yes.
So that just shows you something.
Mm-hmm.
What are your final thoughts after my rant?
Oh, it's boring. It's ungodly boring, and this is the worst blaxploitation movie I have ever seen.
Absolutely.
There's nothing. So that's a genre I quite love. There's nothing. 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 No good soundtrack, no, like, hip flamboyant dialogue, no interesting characters, nothing.
No.
No, it's just...
Like I said, there's no redeeming qualities to this movie.
Well, Young Frankenstein is a scarier movie than this.
Yes.
And that's a comedy.
Yes. Okay? I know.
Mel Brooks could make a better horror movie.
You know the scene in Spaceballs where the alien bursts out of the guy's chest and then starts singing, "Hello, my sweetie"? That's scarier than this movie.
Well, first of all, that scene in Spaceballs has more blood than anything in this movie. Anything.
And more horror.
Yeah.
There's nothing. And more comedy.
Yes. Like, there's nothing. Oh, God, comedy.
A fucking 10-minute scene has more horror and more comedy elements than an entire hour and 26-minute movie.
Nah, that's it. I have nothing else to say about this nonsense.
Nope, I don't either. So, and I guess we're just going to end the episode there because, well, this is bullshit.
This is the time when we talk about our
That's right. I forgot. You're right. We're not going to end the episode because we got to talk about something very important. This is the end of 1973. Yeah.
We done.
This is the end.
And so the first one is, what is the worst movie of the year in your opinion?
So I was thinking about this the other night, and I was trying to contemplate what I thought the worst movie of the year was.
Because I know mine right away.
And I was going over it, and I think it might be Spirit of Bruce Lee.
Yeah, understandable.
Like, I think that might be my least favorite because I was pumped.
Yeah.
I was like, finally, another martial arts movie. I'm excited.
And it has one of your favorite actors' names pasted onto it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it hurts.
It hurt. It hurt me. And so I think that's probably one of the worst.
See, I would have said that.
Okay.
I would have said this.
Yes.
Until this came along.
Oh, God.
I am picking Blackenstein because at least Spirit of Bruce Lee had fight scenes, as bad as they were.
They were horrible.
There was people pretend punching each other. What do I get out of this?
Nothing.
Not a goddamn thing.
That's a fair point.
And this is just boring. Which, again, Spirit of Bruce Lee was boring. And honestly, like, what's funny is Spirit of Bruce Lee is already, like, we only watched it, like, 2 months ago?
Yeah.
It's already, like, left my brain.
I've already forgotten most of the stuff because that happened in
the
movie.
Because it was boring beyond belief. But it had more things. This movie is trash. And what's annoying is that I was not expecting to hate this movie as much as I did. I really wasn't. But here we are. So that's that. Now, what is the best made movie? Not the most entertaining for you, but in your opinion, the best movie, just in general.
God, I wish I had a list of all the episodes we had.
I can pull it up.
Okay, because I'm trying to, like, remember. From 1973. The best made movie?
Yeah.
Oh, this is going to be a hard one.
Or just, like, the best, the most, like, which of the movies from this year are the most, like, you know, I guess, presentable?
Like, well put together?
Yeah, like, presentable.
I would say probably The Severed Arm.
That's mine, too.
Just because, like, it actually made sense, and it actually was kind of enjoyable and wasn't, like, all over the place, and, like, it knew what it was.
Oh, yeah.
It told a story. It did it, you know, kind of trashy, but it still did it, and it made it make sense.
It had craft.
Yes, there was someone who made that movie knew
cared.
That you have to put a plot into a movie and make it make sense.
They cared.
Yes.
It has atmosphere, and it has, like, a structure, and it's by far the most, like, presentable.
Right. Not my favorite movie of the year, but
to, like, a normal audience.
I could show it to someone and be like, you know, like, this is a bad movie, but at least it's better than any of the other shit we watched.
It's the one that you could put on, like, Netflix or some shit.
Yeah.
And then be like, yeah, watch that. It's a decent movie.
Right.
Now,
Favorite
movie?
Are you ready for mine? I think you know what it is already.
I think I know because I might be the same.
Because this movie entertained the hell out of me. I fucking loved it. I'm actually contemplating buying it.
Oh, baby.
If they have a version of it, because it is beautiful, and I want to show people this movie, because it is a masterpiece. Wonder Woman.
I love Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman is beautiful, and I, like, keep thinking about it,
yeah.
And that dumb face he gives at the end is just fucking imprinted into my brain, and I fucking love it.
No, I love
I'm
that
so
movie.
Glad I have that doofy-looking face he gives when he's surrounded by all these dangerous women.
Punching the camera.
It's fucking beautiful.
I love it.
The car chase scene where they hit the guy that they weren't supposed to hit.
Oh, God. No, the car chase is great. And the weird thing is, like, the car chase, it's not even, like, a so bad it's funny. Like, it's genuinely well made.
Well, the fact that they didn't tell anyone they were filming a car chase scene and they just did it in a busy street.
Yeah, it's great. And it's, like,
beautiful.
It's got stunts, man. Like, there's that one part when the guy, like, flies off the car and falls through a window and over a table. That's good shit. Like, stunts.
Yeah, that was entertaining as fuck.
And like, they crash into each other.
Dude, that movie was entertaining. I'm sorry. Like, it was just good.
And another thing is, like...
I mean, it was bad, but it was good. At some point,
like, I think it's, like, the 20-minute mark, it just doesn't stop.
It's full tilt.
You get fights and shootouts and more fights and explosions.
He has a fucking huge-ass gun they made for the movie.
That he pulls out of nowhere.
That is badass. He pulls out of a fucking loose shirt.
Yeah.
He's just this giant, sawed-off handheld shotgun. And then
there's Sid Haig dressed like a pimp for no reason.
Great.
I love it.
Fucking awesome.
It's great. And, like, I, you know, it's awesome. I could watch it again.
I probably will watch it again.
Because it's just, no, it's, that's my jam. And it's, like, yeah, it's definitely not for everybody.
Oh, God.
But I don't care. I don't even care. No. I love it. And I love Mike the Insurance Man. And it's...
The fact that he's an insurance adjuster just makes it even better.
And I think it's hilarious. It's the same actor who mumbled his way through Angels Wild Women.
Yes.
But the funniest thing to me is he is one of the most unappealing leading men I've ever witnessed. But at the same time...
He owned that.
He not only does he own it, it's part of the appeal.
Yes.
Because he's so, like, fucking, like... Just, like, such a schlub.
He's so doofy.
He kicks everyone's ass and, like, has brain sex.
Has a giant fucking gun. Like,
and then a like giant, like...
If you made James Bond an everyman, like, you know, an average Joe kind of guy.
It's great.
Like, that's what it reminds me of. The fact that they made him an insurance adjuster that goes on this, like, crime...
Well, you know many insurance men who carry giant guns
no,
in their shirts?
Exactly. I don't know any insurance men. And actually, when I look at that guy, he reminds me of an insurance adjuster because he just... He's so average. He's just
so,
like
normal, yeah.
He's not even he's not attractive in any way. He's just average.
He looks like someone's dad.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
It's great.
It's wonderful. And he owns that shit. And then
If only he had a beer gut, that'd make it even better.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's their one flaw. He's in shape. But, like, if he just had, like, a beer gut and, like, a double chin.
Just running around with a giant gun, fucking fighting women and having brain sex. It'd be beautiful.
Brain sex.
Oh, man.
That movie had brain sex with us.
So Wonder Woman. And I want to see a sequel. Like, I really do. Mm-hmm. Like, I want Warrior Woman. The fact that they were actually making a sequel and stopped.
Yeah,
it upsets me. I want that to be a franchise.
The dream of the early 70s is alive, Will.
Yes. And now we move on to 1974.
Now we move on.
It's even more bullshittery.
I'm excited.
Me too. I'm excited and a little bit scared.
Because we've had better movies this year.
Yeah, and they're going to keep getting better until we get to the roaring fucking 90s when people got their hands... on handheld video cameras.
I don't remember who the hell started it, but there was one internet channel, and he calls those shot-on-video movies, you know what he calls them? Shot-on-shittio.
Shot-on-shittio, yes.
Because we've all seen those movies at some point, like late night, like fucking HBO,
yeah.
Where it's just some video camera, and some fucking idiots in the woods just filmed a bunch of nonsense.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
I am excited.
Because for me... The closer it feels to, like, homegrown, and the more it feels like, you know what, I could make this, the more entertaining.
Yeah.
Because when you look at the movie and you just see, like, poverty, it's hilarious. When you're just like, wow, you could make this. Like I could make this.
Right.
We could make this.
Yeah.
Like, Curse of the Headless Horseman. We could make that shit.
Like, I have to admit, like... I could pick up a camera and make that, and I haven't, and they have that on me.
And they
made a movie, and I didn't.
And then you think, like, wow, this is someone's dream. I love that. And that's the best part, is you go further and further, and it's like, at the same time, like, film advances, So you kind of get, like, I've noticed that the films have gotten kind of less sloppy. Have you noticed?
Yes, I have.
Like, there's less boom mics.
Yeah.
There's less of those, like...
There's less mistakes.
Yeah. So it's like, people get better, but at the same time, like, I guess the line or, I guess the amount of, like, money or whatever that you need to, like, kind of access it gets lower. So it's like, not only does it get better, but at the same time, in a way, it also gets worse.
Well, also remember, audio recording devices got smaller and more efficient to use.
Yeah.
So they didn't have to have these giant boom mics coming in.
And, like, lighting gets better, so you don't have to constantly film day for night.
Exactly. So we'll have to see what happens in the coming years.
But at the same time, like, the basic thing of, like, point and shoot, some people, as we've seen, just can't get it right.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best part. And it gets cheaper and cheaper for people doing movies, so there's more and more just bozos making movies. And at the same time, there's going to be, like, some genuinely entertaining nonsense.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm excited.
Like Wonder Woman. I'm excited for more movies like Wonder Woman.
I'm excited.
So am I. So, that was 1973. Mm-hmm. That's a wrap for that year.
That's a wrap.
And now we're on to 1974. Soon. Sweet 74.
Very soon.
On Thursday, we'll be there.
Mm-hmm.
So, thanks so much for listening for They Mostly Come In At Night. This has been Will.
And this has been Alex.
And we will talk to you in 1974.